This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. He was supposed to be seen, but not heard. Those in charge of Saddam Hussein's first court appearance did not want to provide the former dictator with a platform to appeal to his followers or to fuel the insurgency in Iraq. The judge ruled the proceedings could not be recorded by the tiny media pool allowed in the room. Yet in the end, we all heard at least part of Saddam Hussein in action. This was the part when he was disparaging Kuwaitis and defending his actions in Kuwait. Well, now the authorities in Iraq want to know how this happened. NPR's Philip Reeves joins us from Baghdad. Philip, obviously, things did not go according to plan in that courtroom yesterday.
Yes, despite all the meticulous preparations, which went on for weeks for Saddam Hussein's courtroom appearance, it didn't go to plan. Salim Chalabi, he's the head of the special Iraqi tribunal, which is set up to try Saddam and his associates for war crimes, crimes against humanity. He's told NPR that his tribunal now intends to investigate how Saddam managed to end up speaking on the world's airwaves.
Are there any explanations for how the sound that wasn't supposed to come out of the courtroom, in fact, did?
There were three TV cameras in the courtroom. They were from CNN, Al Jazeera, the Arabic language TV station, and the US-funded national Iraqi channel Al Araqiya. According to an official from the US-led multinational forces who's involved in the screening process, the tapes filmed by these cameras were examined by six military and civilian experts before the tapes were cleared. And this official says that these experts were absolutely satisfied that none of them had recorded any sound or violated any rules. However, there are theories circulating today. I'm told these cameras have two tracks for recording sound, one from an external microphone, the sort you sort of see reporters waving under the noses of people, and the other inbuilt for recording the general surrounding sound, called an ambi mic. One theory is that one of the ambi mics was switched on and somehow got through the screening. There's another theory, though, and that's that someone else in the courtroom somehow managed to get a recording device inside, which was later synchronized, as it were, with the TV pictures.
How significant is it in Iraq that Saddam Hussein was heard speaking for not the entirety of his appearance in court, but for just a few minutes of it?
Well, lots of Iraqis, it must be said, particularly the victims of his brutality, and there are many, many of them, were reviled by the sight of him on television yesterday, but some were not. Some still appear to revere him, to admire him, and the fact that they could hear him and see that he was still articulate and even defiant, rather than a sort of distant, mute, gesticulating figure on their TV screen, may well have strengthened that view.
Philip, just a question here about all this fuss about hearing Saddam Hussein. He's the defendant in this case. At some point, as a defendant, he could choose to testify in his own defense, couldn't he? Isn't it inevitable that Iraqis would hear him speaking and speaking in his own defense?
Yes, it is. But that would have been further down the road. These are very, very unstable and sensitive times. There is a raging insurgency, and it's pretty clear that the officials on the US side and also on the Iraqi side were keen at this stage to control this event quite closely.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.